distinction to the role. Different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one.
Hey, we're back. 908 WPTF time. Mike Rayleigh here along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell, owner of Campbell Road Nursery. And you're welcome to call us at 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. So we've already gone through an hour. It has been an hour, hasn't it?
Yes.
Hey, Jason, could you play Rufus and I were talking and didn't hear Johnny Cash. Could you play that again?
Good morning, friend.
Every day's a brand new morning since the morning you moved in.
Good morning, friend. You've been feeling like a million since I got you living in.
Okay.
All right, now.
Yeah,
I'm made whole.
Yeah. Yeah, you had your mind on other things, and we just kind of missed that. I know that you like it.
Now so he knows we've been on an hour.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. So you're listening to The Weekend Gardener or some semblance thereof. Oh. And hitherto. Is that legal language?
That would, if I did that word, that would cost somebody at least $50.
Hitherto.
I think that's more Shakespeare than legal.
Now, where
than to legal.
Four, what to four would be $75.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
If I said res ipsa loquitur, oh, that's sky high.
What is that?
That means a thing speaks for itself. You think about that in Latin.
Now, that's Latin. Is that a legal term?
The thing speaks for itself.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
So is that in legal documents? That
yeah,
word?
A lot of legal documents, yeah.
Huh. How about that? We should have a little side course on legal stuff.
Now, maybe some lawyer will call me up and say, your pronunciation of that is dead wrong.
Well, that's the way they say it in Boone.
I'd say, weeny, weighty, wicky. He came, he saw, he conquered.
You've never said that in court in front of a judge, have you?
No, that little kids say that a lot.
Okay. Never took Latin. I'm trying to think if Reese didn't take.
Did you take Pig Latin?
He took Spanish at State.
My sister was so good at Pig Latin, I never picked up on
it. Melissa can do that. And the Three Stooges. But they always work some in. I'm not trying to think if Adrian took Latin at Carolina. I don't know. She took some unusual stuff. Hey, Tom Packer is on the line with Gardeners of Wake County. And, wow, that azalea sale, it seems like I've been hearing about it all my life, Tom.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me on. Yes, we are having our annual azalea sale. It starts April 4th and runs through April 13th, except we're closed on Sunday, April 7th, 9 to 6. Are the hours, and it's at the State Fairgrounds. You can enter at Gate 6 off of Youth Center Drive.
So y'all, this, I don't know, how many years is this, Tom? Do you know?
It's the azalea sale we've been having for about 3 decades now. Used to be mums way back when. Then they switched to azaleas. But we're celebrating our 84th year as a club when some professors at NC State started it in 1940. But anyway, it's still going strong, and we're looking forward to a good year this year.
I wonder if John Harris was involved with that. I don't know if he was at NC State in 1940 or not. I don't think he was.
My dad used to help with it.
Yeah. 84 years. That's wonderful, Tom. And what will you have available?
Well, we will have, of course, azaleas and more azaleas. We do have, though, people do ask, we do have some camellias, some rhododendrons, and gardenias as well, relatively small selections of those. But for the azaleas, we will have 1 and 3 gallon size azaleas. They'll be deciduous azaleas, seed propagated deciduous azaleas, traditional evergreens. We'll have bloomathons, perfecto mundos, and encore azaleas. So a pretty wide selection. I mentioned NC State, one of our types that sells out first seems to be the Wolfpack Red azaleas.
I can't imagine why.
Especially now.
Yeah. Yeah, especially now. Well, it's
right.
I love the, you know, those native azaleas, those deciduous azaleas. People don't plant those enough.
Right.
You know,
they're beautiful.
Yeah, they really are.
No, they don't. They often have a nice little fragrance too, sort of a sugar clove-like fragrance.
Up in the mountains, we call them honeysuckle.
Right.
It's not a honeysuckle, but
yeah.
Yeah, those always sell out pretty fast.
And you see them growing in the woods. I know our old friend Johnny Hood had one growing out. I had more than one growing out in the back of his property out on Penny Road.
Yep.
Many years ago.
They're down there, and they're just, when you ride down towards, like, out 55 from Newbern and go down in that lower country down in there in Pamlico County, it is just gorgeous down in there.
There are lots of them there, huh?
There's tons of them down there.
I don't know when I've been over in that area. And are you talking about
the
Oriental area? Or
right, just go straight down.
I have to ask Tom Campbell about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen plenty of them down there.
Yeah, I'm sure he has. So, Tom, again, this starts on the 4th.
Right, April 4th. Through the 13th, every day except Sunday, April 7th.
And where will you be again?
At Gate 6. Excuse me?
Gate 6 at the State Fairgrounds.
At the State Fairgrounds. To help you plant, we'll also have lots of bags of black cow for sale as well.
Wonderful. And Youth Center Road is right there. It's at a right angle. You turn right in front of Carter Finley Stadium. And it's, you know, where the Youth Center was and where Smokey Bear lives, at least during the state fair, that area, and the near the garden area, of course. And
yeah. And I should lastly note that we use the proceeds from this sale to fund scholarships for students who are enrolled in the Horticultural Science Department at North Carolina State. So it all goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to be out at Phil's place.
Yeah, you've been mostly at the state fairgrounds, but a lot of years at Phil Campbell's place.
Right, we were at the state fair for years, then at Campbell Road for many years until we went back to the state fairgrounds last year.
Yeah.
And it's all worked out pretty well. We are forever indebted to Campbell Road Nursery for having us for all those years, but things change, and we're happy with our new home as well.
Sure.
That's
well, great. I hope lots of people visit. I hope and lots of people visit you, Tom.
Okay, well, thank you.
And what about folks who are interested in joining Gardeners of Wake County?
Yes, just look us up. We have a very active website, Gardeners of Wake County, and right on the website you can check us out and submit a membership application. It's $30 a year for an individual, $45 for a family. We meet monthly at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum, and we have work projects, for example, at the Joslin Garden, and we do care and share projects for our members. So it's a fun, relaxed club for people who just enjoy gardening. So hope you'll...
Well, you know Helen Yost, then, if y'all are involved with the Joslin Garden.
That's right. Yeah, we go there once a month for a work project, and we're good friends with Helen Yost, who you, of course, know, and...
Yeah.
We work there on a Saturday morning and get a lot of things done, and then have some coffee and donuts served along the way. So it's all
sounds good.
It's all very good.
Tom, thank you so much, and you're welcome to call us next week if you want to.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, a long time. Miss Ann was involved with that organization and president of it, and she used to put together the clodhopper. I think Tony Avent did that at one time, too, seems like. I don't know. I may be wrong about that. I know Ann did. But that was a nice little publication. It had a lot of nice hints in it for a thing. I don't know if they still do that or not. I'll have to check their website. If they do it, I guess it's available.
If you haven't visited the Joslin Gardens, you should, because it's got a unique terrain on it. Got sort of a cliff-like hanging.
You didn't roll down it.
You could roll downhill if you don't watch it.
Yeah.
But he was a dear friend of mine. He was a great lawyer. And he had a sister named Nell, who was a wonderful person around town and worked at this delicatessen. And she knew everybody by name when you walked in. Well, here comes Rufus Edmiston.
Oh, how about that?
And if I was trying to hide from somebody, it was not very good.
Well, you don't do that, do you?
Well, I
as outgoing as you are?
I used to have to when I'd put somebody's first cousin in jail.
Gee whiz. Oh, man. And now you're on this show.
On the
you're not hiding now.
A nice and gentle show.
It is.
With nice people.
I hope it is.
You know, I've never met anybody that's into gardening that wasn't a decent person. I don't recall ever meeting somebody that was a mean, ugly person.
Yeah.
That was into gardening, because you can't be around seeing something come out of the earth and know that there's not a higher being somewhere under some circumstance.
Right.
And I think that keeps people in check.
Well, I hope so. Let's talk to Carl in Apex. Hey, Carl.
Good morning.
How are you? How can we help you today, Carl?
Just fine. What's the name of that tree that everybody pops off every once in a while? Some people do, some people don't. I can never remember the name of the tree.
Oh, the crepe myrtle?
Crepe myrtle. Say something to make me remember that.
Say crepe murder. That's what we castigate people for, murdering their topping them, giving them a crew cut. So yeah, crepe murder.
The question, we have three of these planted along our back deck, and they've been cut off before. I guess the reason why is because it keeps the deck awfully dirty. They're about 20-plus years old. We've been here 3.5 years, and I'm looking to cut them off again because it just covers, it's just a mess all the time. And I don't like the cutoff look, but I like less the stuff all over the deck all the time. So what I'm wondering is, should I cut them off? Should I cut them off a foot above the last time they were cut, or at the same knob of the second knob? It's been cut back at least two or three times.
Well, when we talk about crepe murder, we're normally talking about people that go down and leave stumps. And, of course, yours, the way you describe it to us, I'm sure everybody here would agree that that's just fine, because you're not murdering it.
No, you cut it off at the root collar, right down where the limb goes into a larger limb. If you're just, the idea is to not make it smaller from the top, but to bring air through it and to open up the canopy. And that's true with most trees, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is so many branches going up. They're 15, 20 feet above the last cut, and so they come up over the deck.
Yeah. That we all run into that. I know our friend, I've mentioned it many times. Irv Evans used to say, "Don't plant a lauropedalum under a window." And that's because you won't be able to see out the window. And there are varieties of crepe myrtles that are smaller, much smaller. There's some that are 30 feet tall, and there's some that will get probably 6 feet tall, maybe a little shorter than that. And also you have to – somebody in my neighborhood had one planted right up against the house.
Oh.
And it kind of looked nice the way it was planted at an angled part of the house where, you know, one building came to the other. What do you call that? But at any rate, Carlton could tell me.
Yes.
But you know what I'm talking about. But at any rate, it looked really good there, but it's just not. I mean, there were flowers and stuff getting all over the roof, and after a while they had to cut it down. But you know, if you have a smaller variety, you don't want to destroy the look of the plant.
Right.
I know Tony Avett doesn't like pruning, period. You know, unless it's something dead.
Yeah.
Carl, other than taking it out, now this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
You cut it back to the level of the deck. it may look a little funny.
It's going to have a little balls on
it. You're getting nasty. It does make a mess.
Yeah, they do. They do, and part of that is from insects. You know, the residue from insects, aphids,
and then seeds,
and yeah, it just a lot of things. It can be a very messy plant.
Yeah, well, the deck is 3 feet off the ground, but the trees are 15, 18
right.
at least. So I'm thinking of cutting off about a foot above the last time they were cut, and then that would be eight, 9 feet off the ground. So I can't see cutting it down to the deck. That'd be 3 feet off the ground. That would.
No.
That would be murder.
Yeah, we don't want to have to call the sheriff.
Yeah, the limbs get really weak when they come back out from big cut.
They just
like that.
They just never look like they're supposed to.
Yeah, they look terrible for the first year.
Right. So.
Okay. Skip that. Strawberries. I used to grow TriStar strawberries, ever-bearing back in southern Oregon. But out here, it seems like you better have plants that just grow in the spring, because when the hot comes, the plants ain't going to do much.
We had some in a raised bed last year. Well, we've had them for 2 years, and we cannot get rid of them when we try to clean them out. And they are producing very well. I do not know for sure. I'd have to go back and look to find out what variety it was, because it's been at least 3 years since we put them in. But they have done very well. But they were in a bed that was about, it had really good soil. It was about a foot off the ground. And of course they did. Some of them ran out of the bed and grew in the ground as well. But I would have to go back, like I said, and check on it. Probably it's going to depend on the variety out here.
I don't know why I'm losing you.
Huh.
I don't know.
I don't either. That's really weird, because we had a... We might have to reboot the system here, the phone system.
Your sound coming through loud and clear. Okay.
Speak up, Phil.
Okay, well, I'm right here at the microphone. My mouth is like 2 inches from the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, there, that's better.
All right.
Okay.
That's better. Right. Yeah, talk okay. up. Sit up straight in your seat.
So, yes. So, we had...
Strawberries.
Do they sell bare root strawberries? Do you?
Yes. We do not have any bare root strawberries, but we've got some that we grew from bare root, yes, and they will be ready in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Maybe I'll stop by and
I wish you would, Carl. Yeah.
That'd be great.
And introduce yourself to Phil.
Yes.
If she's not hiding.
Yeah, do let me know, because
I talked to her once and bought some, what's that you're always talking about, some plants that bloom, that are green all the time, bloom here right now. I can't remember. Hellebores.
Okay. Well,
so when you come, be sure to talk with me, because some of the people that are working are not going to know the difference between the ones that we grew from plugs and the ones we grew from bare root. So make sure you check with me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably get there sometime this week sometime. Okay,
we'll have a brass band out waiting for you,
great.
Carl.
Okay. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thank Bye. You. Bye. All right. Everybody should sit up straight in their chairs here. You know, it's so much better for you.
I know.
I had a pinched nerve several years ago, and part of it was posture. Mm. Probably all of it. So I found that when I stretch and when I sit up straight, I haven't had that problem.
What happens to me is, unfortunately, I walk the nursery all the time, and I'm looking down, checking plants.
You don't do that when you're riding the cart.
Well, no.
You don't look
down. But I walk and check all my plants pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, then when I'm walking, I'm always looking down. Of course, it's good right now at my age. You better look down or you'll fall.
Well, it's true. Even if you're young, don't look
especially
down.
Especially at the nursery. So.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Okay, people want to grow some strawberries.
So we do have some strawberries, and they were
You got to grow right many strawberries to get a good crop, don't you?
Well, not really. Huh. I mean, because these that we had out front in that raised bed did really well. Hmm. I mean, you're not going to go out like you do on the big strawberry field and pick, but you could get probably a cup or a cup and a half a day. So that's not bad to have a few plants. So,
Every time Tom at Gardeners of Wake County mentioned Black Cow, they're going to be selling it there. Buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Their process helps to repurpose manure. So it's environmentally friendly. It's beneficial for your garden and lawn, vegetable gardens, flower gardens. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. And it helps maintain the soil's moisture. You know, when we get a little rain, it helps to maintain that. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun and water and Black Cow. If you'd like more information, they have a wonderful website, blackcow.com. As Ann used to tell you, spell with a K. Darn cows.
I've noticed too.
We gotta go. You'll have to say you noticed.
They make them in smaller bags now for people who don't need the big 40.
Right.
We'll be back.
Phil's got them.
You know, I met B.J. Thomas. I don't know if you ever did or not. He used to participate in the Duke Children's Classic. It's amazing the people that Perry Como brought in for that. And that's when Perry Como, this was early 80s, and it was, Como was in charge, and he brought in everybody. I mean, he brought Frank Sinatra. Sinatra didn't play tennis or golf or anything, but he came in and performed at Cameron Indoor Stadium and then flew back out.
All right.
Mm-hmm. He was gone.
That's great.
Like Elvis. Sinatra has left the building. But it was an amazing day. I remember it because B.J. Thomas was there and Perry Como and Arnold Palmer. And we followed Palmer and Como around and talked to them, got their autographs. And but there were very few people out there. I don't know why. It was crazy. Why would you not go to that? But that was very popular for many, many, many years. We just lucked out, I guess, being able to follow them. So B.J. Thomas, and he was very nice. And everybody loves that song. Everybody loves it. From Butch Cassidy. Everybody loves that movie. I mean, how could you not like Robert Redford and Paul Newman?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, and how could you not like Monica Wood out at the State Farmers Market, the manager? Everybody sit up straight. The manager is with us.
Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You were wondering we were going to get to you, right?
Oh, you're fine. I've just been listening and...
wondering why we're still on the air, right? I know.
No.
I know. These crazy people. So I'm so glad to talk to you.
Yes, I'm glad to talk to you guys, too, and on this little bit rainy of a morning. It's sort of off and on, and that most of our vendors are under shelter where it's dry, and so it's still a great day to come out to the market. So many great new things coming in right now. Definitely spring is upon us.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, just look at all the blooms, and now, the last week or so, all the pollen.
Yeah.
So that's a sure sign of spring. But vegetable-wise, you have some things coming in. I know that you haven't in the wintertime.
We do. And actually, we're seeing some of our very first regular-grown strawberries today. Some of the very first ones are coming in that are regular field production. And just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I know they're delicious. I haven't tried them yet, but I know they've got to be good. And, of course, we've the tunnel-grown ones we've had for a while, and we'll still have some of those, but we're always happy to see when those very first ones come in. We've had such warm and...
Yeah, I was about to say, this is mighty early.
This is over a month early, yeah. I think.
Last year, I was talking to one of the farmers yesterday, and they had some last year about the same time.
Right. Last year you did, but about up until the last about three, I guess 4 or 5 years, it was more towards the end of April.
Yeah, that's
mid to end of April.
Yeah, always associated May with strawberries.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Yeah. Yes, yes. But anyway.
Neither here nor there. At least we have them.
We've got them. Yay.
And
yes, most definitely.
Asparagus is something that you...
There is asparagus. We have asparagus available right now as well. And we have got some of the greenhouse tomatoes starting to come in, so or we've had a few of those here and there, but got more of those. Some of the heirloom varieties of greenhouse tomatoes I've seen. That's something that's always fun and different to try. And trying to think what else. Oh, more plants. We have so many more plants right now. Seeing vegetable plants. Gerald's here. That we know spring's arrived when Gerald's here. You can get some tomato plants and a few other vegetable plants that they have ready. Some of the early season, your broccoli and things like that. We have herbs, we have shrubbery, we've got a few ferns and things like that coming in, as well as some house plants that are still available. Great selection of, you know, here, but there's going to be even more by next weekend. We'll see even more plants. So, you know, kind of filling up the farmer's area down there. Oh, and we got our construction finished. One of the most important things. We got that finished and everything signed off on, so we were able to get all of our farmers switched back around, all the produce back up to the regular end, and got them back in their normal spaces, and now we're starting to fill the other end up with plants.
So, oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, yeah. look more normal, and you got the paving and all that done?
Yes, we do.
How about that? We've got that
done for now, and we're thankful to have that project behind us. And
boy, you've done a lot of stuff
out
there since you've been manager.
Well, that's a project that had been in the works for a while before I became manager, so I just kind of fell into helping make sure that it happened, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, I think you hurried it up.
Well... I don't know, but we got it done.
Yeah, you got it. That's your middle name. Got it done.
There you go.
Wow. Well, it's such a fun place to visit, and then more and more vegetables and fruits will be out there, and more plants, and up in the market shops. My goodness. You get a cup of coffee right now and a pastry, or at least some cinnamon bread.
Definitely. And speaking of coffee, 321 Coffee actually just celebrated their fifth birthday yesterday.
Just fifth? It seems like they've been out there for a long time, only 5 years.
I know it does. It seems like it's been much longer. And they have, you know, they started out and then, well, I think that actually may be the fifth birthday of their actual presence inside the market shops of being more of a permanent vendor. You know, they started out doing their little pop-ups here and there and that sort of thing, and they have done just such a wonderful job. So stop by and wish them well and celebrating their fifth year. And and they have this special coffee that they're promoting right now for since, you know, NC State did a little thing where they won the ACC team.
Yeah, I do recall that.
Yes, yes, and that's something, if you look on their Facebook and their social media that they're promoting right now, I think they're taking orders, and it's one that they're calling Why Not Us. And,
is this red coffee?
It's in a red can.
Okay.
Wow.
And I think that the can is sort of like a commemorative can, and it's got, you know, for the ACC championship.
Oh, well, we'll have to go out there and put ourselves on the list.
Yes, definitely check that out.
Rufus, you want me to pick up one for you?
Oh, why not? Why not?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that Rufus liked
it. I'll paint it Carolina blue for you.
I'm always for a North Carolina team. I just hope that when this thing is all over with in 3 or 4 weeks. That's
going one
to be
of those
North Carolina
three.
Team, the world, the nation's champ.
Yeah, me too. We always hope that.
I got my preference, but other than that, I will make this statement again. I'm for NC State except one time a year.
Yeah.
Or one team.
Maybe twice.
One team, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's we'll have to do that.
I was thinking about Rufus the other night during that game, actually. I was wondering how he was doing.
How were you doing?
Monica, I was hurting.
You were hurting?
Yeah.
Oh, your side?
I was there. I had great stress in my body.
Oh. Well.
And I thought, well, this cannot be. But.
It sure was. They wanted it bad.
Yes. Yes. They did a great job.
They sure did.
And congratulations is definitely in order, and we hope to see some more victories here.
We sure do.
So,
are they playing today?
Right. Yes.
Playing Oakland today. Boy, that is another hungry team.
Yes, it is.
So that ought to be a really good game.
Well, my wife, I was whining about Carolina.
She hates to hear you whine.
Losing, and she said, I said, why? She said, well, you're just practicing to be a man.
Well, man, I've heard that before. I bet you've said that before, haven't you, Phil?
I don't say that.
You don't say that to Carlton?
No.
Carlton doesn't pout, does he?
No.
I didn't figure he does.
He doesn't. He just goes to the shop.
What about your husband? He doesn't pout.
Have they got any? Of course, I'm always interested in comedians, as you know. And are there any varieties still blooming for the Japonica?
Yes. Yes. I have seen a few different ones down there, some beautiful camellias. So a couple different vendors have some. Probably, actually, there's probably three different vendors down there now, because we had another one move in yesterday with shrubbery. And some beautiful camellias, and there's so many other shrubs right now that are in bloom and that you can find. You know, everybody always likes to see what it's going to look like when it blooms. So now's the time to get some of those early spring plants while they're blooming. So, you know, it's a great time to get them planted. And then with the rain and everything as well. So good selection to choose from. So I definitely think there may be some camellias down there you could add to your collection, Rufus. I do feel that you could find a new one maybe.
Have you ever heard of a variety called Grand Slam?
Grand Slam, I have not.
Okay, we're Miss Rose of Princeville is
Princeton.
Princeton is rooting me one, and Phil's not been able to find it, and I've never heard of it.
Have you ever heard of that, Monica?
Mm-mm.
She says it's a true red, so it's a nice, bright, deep red, and a yellow center, but it's double blooming, and so it's different from the Yuletide. It's kind of like the Yuletide, except bigger and, you know, more petals.
You might ask around to some of those camellia growers if they've heard of Grand Slam.
I will. I have to remember that, I'll let you know if I find it.
Well, you have a connection to the nursery industry anyway. So
a little bit.
Grown up in it, and certain in a, you know, farm and all of that. So, ask around. Ask around.
I will. I'll let you know if I happen to find one.
Well, Monica, I had a friend that went for the. I recommended the seafood place at the market. Had a friend that went for the first time.
And they were overwhelmed.
It reminded me of. It reminded him when it was over with of Jesus feeding the multitudes and the loaves of fish and bread. And he said, I ate two meals after I left there from what I had ordered from the seafood place. And I said, well, they're very generous.
It is. It's one of, you know, some of the best seafood around. And definitely, I tell everybody, come hungry or just be prepared to take some home with you. Yeah. They definitely are very generous with their portions, and you should not leave hungry. If you do, it's your own fault. I'll just put it that way.
You know, I love those tater tots, too. They're not exactly like French fries, but they're tater tots of some kind, and they are just delicious.
They are.
That come with those seafood platters.
That's one of my favorite things there also. Is sometimes I'll just get an order of their fries, and they're absolutely delicious. I think they call them home fries, and they're at, you know, they're delicious. They're a type you can't find just anywhere. And There's shrimp, catfish, flounder, oysters, all of it's delicious. So the old clam chowder is another favorite. That would be something good today on this rainy day. But come by, you know, check out what they have. I think you'll enjoy it. Kent's a great person there. He's probably going to be the one taking your order when you come in. And he does a wonderful job and has a great staff.
His father was a great friend of mine.
Yeah.
Very nice man.
Well, and super sod, I'm sure that people are going crazy getting sod. I see people putting out warm season sod now.
Yes,
and it's doing well.
We have seen loads and loads of sod going in and going out. So definitely they have a little area down there where you can see the different types of sod that they have. You can see it growing, you know, figure out which one you may need, what's best for your landscape. And you can buy it, you know, if you need just a little bit or you need a whole lot. They can help you out either way. And they have a good selection of lawn care products. They have the compost mixes there. They even have a compost mix now that's formulated specially for vegetables. So be sure to check that out. They have the big bags, but they also have these little convenient small bags now that you can just grab and go. But if you're needing a lot, you know, they can deliver to your house or they'll load one of those big bags up for you if you bring your trailer or truck out. So SuperSod's a great place to go. A lot of knowledgeable staff down there.
Find that Grand Slam, Monica.
By the way, Phil just found it.
Where'd you find it, Phil?
It is amazing.
Almost Eden plants. Okay. I mean, you have to order it online.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
I'd rather get it at the farmer's market or at Campbell Road.
But you can't.
With yellow.
Nobody like our local growers that we like to buy from, the people in Wake and Johnston County, nobody has it listed. So
that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you ask around, Monica, as if you didn't have enough to do.
I will. Right. I will. We'll have to see. And if somebody finds one, I would love to see a or blue.
It's the reddest tomato you ever see. And with your state, NC State background, you love it.
Yeah.
It's as red as
some incentive there.
Azalea.
Yeah. NC State camellia, you think. Even more so than Yuletide. Well.
Why is it that it's so hard in some of the plant worlds to do a Carolina blue?
Genetics.
Daylilies.
Genetics.
I know. Daylilies.
Lumbago.
Camellias.
Same reason people's skin is not Carolina blue, I suppose.
Well,
genetics.
I would.
It's hard to. It's hard to comparatively hard to produce.
Can't imagine Mike Ruby with Carolina blue skin.
I would.
I'd say, are you?
I've been red faced before, but
yeah.
Oh well, Monica.
Well, Rich, I'll say to that, you've got the Carolina blue sky. So
I mean, good gracious, what more could you ask for? Let's don't be piggish.
Yes,
that's a good point, Monica.
Well, Monica, I appreciate you thinking of me in my time of woe.
I know.
We all do.
Maybe.
Thank you, Miss Monica.
Yes, and thank you, everybody. Come on out. We're having a little taste of spring pop-ups. We got some special vendors this weekend with their crafts and things like that. And, of course, so many wonderful things up in the market shops. Come see us. We're here 7 days a week.
All right. You take care. Don't work so hard.
You too. You guys hang in there and don't get too wet out there today.
All right.
Yeah. All righty.
Some of you watching ball games.
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't we right now, Mike?
Thank you, Monica.
Forget it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Why don't I do the Cliff Joyner saying of the day?
Hey, we're going to see Cliff April 20th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
He'll be out there. We'll be at the Extension Service office in Nashville.
I look forward
to that. Not in Tennessee, but in the real Nashville, North Carolina, about 45 miles away. And we'll be doing a remote there, the Weekend Gardener, April 20th. And Brother Rufus and I will be there. And Colby Griffin, who is the extension agent down there, I grew up with his mom. And his dad's from Red Oak. I didn't know him.
Yeah, I want to see some of the people with whom you grew up and see if they're.
I don't know that. I think they're all
and intelligent.
They're all gone except for Cliff. Just about. Maybe Steve Moore will show up.
It's like one time I said, I heard somebody say, what do you call an intelligent, good-looking, sensitive man? A rumor.
I don't know. A pretty good-looking one sat where Phil is sitting about 20 years ago, Tom Selleck.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Yeah, my wife says the same thing. And there were, boy, there were a lot of people. I don't know where all these people came from that were standing outside the window here in this studio. But at any rate, a rumor, huh? 919-860-9783, like so many of you, when spring is in the air, I Must Garden is helping you. You know, it's just the way it is. And spring is also a time when you have to deal with pests. And taking preventative measures early in the season is a wise approach, and now is the time to start protecting your garden with I Must Garden. I Must Garden has repellents to protect your plants from deer and rabbits, moles and voles. You can get rid of them, too, in the lawn. Stop squirrels from digging in the flower pots. Repel snakes from patios. And keep your neighbor's dogs and cats from digging in your garden. I Must Garden repellents are formulated with natural ingredients, carefully selected to deter pests without harming your plant or the environment. No harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. Applying I Must Garden repellents is a breeze. Simply spray, protect, and watch your garden flourish. Plus, the long-lasting formulas mean fewer applications, saving you time and enduring continuous protection. You'll find I Must Garden repellents all over the Triangle, including For Garden's Sake in Durham and Burke Brothers Hardware in Raleigh. Protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF.